A fourth case of monkeypox has been identified in South Africa. The case has been identified in a 28-year-old man from the Western Cape who has a travel history to Spain and returned to South Africa during the second week of this month. Let's speak now to the Deputy Minister of Health, Dr. Simbongiseni Dhlomo. Deputy Minister, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time. What can you tell us about this latest case?
Good afternoon to you and all the listeners of Radio 702. Yes, yesterday the minister did mention that we have actually found a fourth case of monkeypox. This is a South African who has been to Spain and came back, and is now having this monkeypox. Me and you would probably not even remember when you have a third case. I could remind you that it was on the 10th of July that there was a third case of monkeypox. The second case was on the 28th of June. First case, 22nd of June. So these cases are very few and far in between. However, we have to, because it is a notifiable disease, have to come out and indicate that we do have. We talked about this during the COVID to say, the legacy of COVID should maybe live with us, the legacy of personal hygiene and cleanliness, because if you do actually contract monkeypox, and I'm with you there in the studio, if I don't have or touch, I would unlikely to actually spread it to yourself, because it is by close contact. So we still actually are advocating that to our people and saying if it presents, it will need you to actually observe the signs of maybe headaches, a flu-like illness with some blisters on the skin, and that is actually would need you to be actually confirmed by testing and the PCR done, which is what happened to this one. So
okay,
we are disclosing it because it is a notifiable disease. Otherwise, it is not causing any health burden into our health system as yet.
As you say, the cases are few and far between. Are you confident that government's response and handling of monkeypox does have the situation under control?
Yes, the minister will disclose on Friday our comprehensive plan of how to actually respond and how to look into the COVID. But we still depend on the people there. Look, I would be, if I do travel to Europe, where this disease is actually much more common than us, and I come back with some symptoms suggestive of a flu-like illness with that type of some blisters, it would incumbent upon the appointment to make it, get some people testing me, and also those who are close to me to be tested. Otherwise, it is not really causing a burden as such. I would still worry about anyone in us who has not been vaccinated against COVID, because nobody has indicated that COVID is gone and never to come back. Because if it were to come back, it should find us, most of us vaccinated, then it will still get COVID, but it will not really be a heavy COVID. For monkeypox, yes, there are certain countries in the world that should really worry more about monkeypox. South Africa is not one of those countries. We just follow and actually reported the World Health Organization our situation in COVID-19
right.
Countries. So, yes, we are reporting it, but it is not really a burden on us as yet.
Thank you so much, Dr. Simbongiseni Dhlomo, Deputy Minister of Health, speaking to us there about the latest case of monkeypox. That's four cases that have been identified in South Africa.